Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We've interviewed our next guest a few times over the past 15 years as we've watched his company's contribution to the national biodiesel market grow significantly. So when we noticed a recent article about Chevron shutting down some of its biodiesel production, supposedly because of competition from renewable diesel, we thought this may be a good time to check in with him again. Joe Renwick is founder and co-owner of Green Energy Biofuel. He joins us now by phone from his company's headquarters in Winnsboro, South Carolina. Bio Joe, welcome back to the program.
Hello, Mike. It is always a pleasure to be on. I appreciate you having me.
So just a quick summary, again, an overview of your company.
Green Energy Biofuels is a recycler of fats, oils, and grease. And we recycle these waste streams from the food industry. And we don't just work with restaurants, but we work with large-scale food manufacturers. And so we have found an opportunity in this marketplace to step in between the food production companies and the landfills to take valuable product that would otherwise be disposed of and recycle it and give it a second life, mostly in the renewable diesel sector that goes into making on-road diesel fuel, but also in making sustainable aviation fuel.
All right, so now let's talk about this article that we came across talking about some headwinds maybe for biodiesel producers. Tell us what is going on with the biodiesel market these days.
There is two different fuels. Biodiesel is something that's been around technology for a long, long time. Renewable diesel is brand new tech, is really expensive to build a plant in the hundreds of millions of dollars of cost, whereas this is standard old technology biodiesel plant could be built for less than $1 million. So the new renewable diesel plants, I mean, they can make up to 1 million gallons of fuel per day. But what's unique about those plants is they're not that sensitive to the quality of the oil that you use to create the fuel. So they can run a lower quality fat oil or grease in order to convert it into really high quality fuel. Whereas the old way of doing things on a lower cost plant that did a lower volume production, you actually have to use a higher value feedstock, a higher value input ingredient in order to make that fuel. And then you are limited into what market it could go for its use. So renewable diesel is the new name of the game in the alternative fuel industry and is taking over.
Are you seeing your business being affected?
Well, we've shifted gears. So we went from being a vertically integrated, collect the raw waste oils, refine those waste oils, make fuel and sell fuel. And we shifted gears actually to becoming more of a service company, supplying the renewable diesel companies with the volumes of oil that they need. So we went from doing 15,000 gallons made per month that now we produce feedstock on the scale of 500,000 gallons per month. And so we've shifted focus away from being vertically integrated and making small volume, small impact in the market to the largest biofuel feedstock producer this side of the Mississippi almost.
And so does this mean maybe that some of these bigger renewable diesel companies might have an interest in looking at acquiring your company?
I don't know about acquiring our company. Everything's for sale, I guess. But doing business with us, absolutely. We work with the world's largest renewable diesel facilities. We're happy. We're in a good place. We provide to a bottomless pit of an industry that demands as much product as we can possibly produce on a daily basis. And so for us, have found a home in the renewable diesel world, supplying the biggest producers in the country.
Well, Joe, thank you so much for spending time with us again today, and thanks for that update.
Absolutely. Always happy to be on the phone with you, Mike, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Joe Renwick is founder and co-owner of Green Energy Biofuel. He joined us by phone from the company's headquarters in Winnsboro, South Carolina. And we will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and never miss a show with a subscription to our podcast. And you can find that wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.